Hello.
Hello, I am Al of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
I'm in a car, but I'm not driving. But we're en route to a restaurant and we'll be there in a couple of minutes.
All right, perfect. Now before, let me see here. In which state do you currently live?
I'm sorry?
Which state do you currently live?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
In which state do you currently live?
Oh, I live in Texas, but I'm in Washington right now.
All right. In which county in Texas do you currently live?
Hidalgo County.
Thank you. And all of the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get them all on a cell phone, landline, or some of them on a cell phone, or some of them on a regular home phone?
Cell phone.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio, political party, or by
no.
a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. May I know what is your, let me see, first, in what year were you born, I'm sorry?
1944.
Thank you. Now, what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
White.
And what is the last grade you completed in school?
A graduate degree.
Thank you so much. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Approve.
Do you approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Democratic.
Definitely Democratic or probably Democratic?
Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me. First, whether you have heard of the person, then if you please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First
okay.
one is Myra Flores. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. About Donald Trump?
Unfavorable. Strongly.
Very? Okay.
Very.
About Kamala Harris?
Favorable. Very.
Thank you. About Vicente Gonzalez?
Did you say DeSantis?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Oh, favorable.
Very somewhat.
Very.
Thank you. And last one, Alejandro Mayorkas.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? I'm going to read the list. Let me know one of them. First one is fentanyl and drug addiction, inflation and the cost of living, education, border security, national security and foreign affairs, crime and public safety, jobs and economy, health care, taxes, abortion, or climate change.
I can only choose one?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Let's do national security.
Thank you so much. And thinking ahead to the November elections, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices.
10 is the high?
Yes.
I'll do 10.
Thank you. And if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Definitely Allred.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Myra Flores, Republican, or Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat?
Gonzalez.
Thank you. It will be definitely Gonzalez or probably.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you. And we're almost done here. We're about 80%. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience, ma'am. Now, I would like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Vicente Gonzalez during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. First statement says, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Would that make you more likely or less likely to support Vicente Gonzalez?
I'll be voting for him. I don't believe the statements, but go ahead.
So it makes no difference on your vote, is that correct?
Because I don't believe they're accurate. So no, I don't believe them.
Okay. Next one.
So this must be a poll for Flores.
Well, I couldn't tell. Just reading this verbatim for you, ma'am. Now, next statement says, despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
You know, I think you can stop with your statements because I'm going to vote for him no matter what you say because I don't think you're representing the truth. So that's going to end that. So thank you.
We're just starting to get your opinion, ma'am. We're almost done here. Mm-hmm.